Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, welcome back. It is Ladies All-Ireland weekend. We'll see Kerry and Galway battling it out for glory at Croke Park in the football. And we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the establishment of the Ladies Gaelic Football Association. And it's also the 50th anniversary of the very first All-Ireland Ladies Final, which was held in October 1974 between Tip and Offaly. It was in Durrow in County Leash. I'm joined on the line by Kitty Ryan Savage. Good morning, Kitty Ryan. Well, Kitty, isn't it? Kitty, are you there, Kitty?
I'm here.
There you
okay?
are. You were the captain of Tipperary on that very day.
And yes, loud and clear. It was a brilliant honour.
Brilliant honour. And Agnes Gorman is also on the line. You were the Offaly captain. Agnes, good morning.
Good morning, Oliver.
How are you keeping?
Oh, not too bad.
And you're both in Tipperary and Offaly too this very day?
That's correct, yes.
I'll struggle now to tell one from the other. Kitty, I'll begin with you. Kitty, bring me back to 1974 and that final.
1974, 13th of October, 1974. A brilliant week leading up to training and getting our heads together and figuring out how we were going to beat Offaly. But we did anyway.
You did?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you remember much about the day? Do you remember much about the throw-in and what followed?
I do, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I do. It was brief. We went off to Durrow. The final was played in Durrow. Maybe 200 or 300 people. I don't know. Or I didn't take much notice, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I was only chasing the ball.
Did you score that day?
Pardon?
Did you score?
I think I scored a point, but I wasn't down in anything. But that didn't matter to me. Once the final whistle went and I got my hands on the cup, that's all that matters.
That was absolutely incredible. Agnes, join us here. What are your memories of the day?
Well, my memories was we gathered in Tullamore and we went by bus to Durrow. And I just heard Kitty there talking about she might have scored a pint. I think Kitty might have reversed into some of us to try to score that winning pint.
50 years later, the bitterness continues.
But in saying that, there was very little between us. On our side, Mal Bookie, the late Mal, we lost Mal last year. She was from Kilcarmock, and she scored a goal. And Catherine Hines from Clara scored a pint. And our mentors brought in Kathleen Buckley from Kilcarmock, and she scored 1-1. So she'd been on maybe full time. You'd never know who was reaching for that cup.
Player of the match, but, if there was a thing at the time.
Actually, Phyllis Hackett got girl of the match because we only lost by a pint.
Yeah.
And I think the factor was that on both sides, both Tipperary and Offaly had great full back lines. So, and the goalkeepers were excellent. So there's some mighty saves brought off. And as I said, we have to, afterwards then, I was asked to present the cup to Kitty. I think it was maybe to soften us a little bit because we were disappointed, naturally enough, but we were humble about it.
That's an extraordinary thing, Agnes, that you as the losing captain presented the trophy to the winning captain.
That's right. The Brendan Martin Cup is the cup for the senior players.
That's right.
Or the senior teams. And he was present, and so he had a cup. He was actually our manager, along with our trainers, Joe Feary from Ballycommon.
Brendan Martin was your manager, was he?
He was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But we see we were all young at the time. We didn't have much money on us. So the Offaly Association, we call them the Exiles. There was a club in Dublin because we didn't have much, bus routes or train. Well, we did have the train from Tullamore, but to get up to Dublin and get back was quite a bit back in those days.
Yeah.
So we have to thank, in the very beginning, as Kitty was saying, we had to, we didn't have the services of the GA clubs as such, the men clubs. So the Christian Brothers in Tullamore, they gave us their playing pitch. So Tullamore was sort of the centre in the early years for training. And we have to be grateful to them now. But there's a new school built on that grounds now. So,
well, the ground isn't there that you played in. And does the loss of 50 years ago, it sort of still seems to hurt Agnes a small bit?
Sorry, Oliver.
It hurts a little bit to lose that All-Ireland final, 50, even though it's 50 years ago.
You go out to win, we have to be humble too, and we're young, and we're looking forward to the next game.
By a single point. Kitty.
A single point, yes.
Kitty. Kitty, you're accused of reversing into the backs.
Well, I'm definitely laying claim for winning that, getting that point. I had to think of something.
It was a fair reversal.
So I'd say to hell it'd be an objection 50 years on now. I'd say bother.
No. Well, they might. And what sort of, you won the match, were there celebrations then back home?
Oh, they were. We had a meal after the game in Durham. I don't know the name of the hotel. Then we came home. There was nothing Sunday night. But then there was a due arranged during that week, and the cup came over the bridge in Arfinnan, the famous bridge in Arfinnan.
Arfinnan, yeah.
In a tractor and trailer.
Go away.
We were all hanging out of the trailer every place.
Oh, I hope there's photographs of that. You were hanging out of the back of a trailer with the cup.
Yeah, tractor and trailer over the bridge. So we had the celebrations, we had a due in the hall, and the whole lot went on for the week.
It went on
so
for
that was it. So we were thinking of the year after. We won it again the year after.
Did you?
1975.
Wow. We'll have to do another call this time next year to commemorate that
one. Well, yes. Margaret Carroll.
And you'll be defending another point that has a question over it, I hope.
Well, five years on, we drew with Tipperary in the heat, and on the replay in Port Arlington, we beat them. So we brought back home.
Oh, so that's Offaly.
That's awfully
yes. Got it then after 5 years. But I want Kitty, can you tell us, and I'll come to you in a second on the same question, Agnes, were the girls playing the football, were you taken seriously before the All-Ireland final?
Well, we were playing in Arfinnan. We started up in Arfinnan. We formed a club in Arfinnan, and we were playing with a lovely green in front of the hall and the church and all. So we played there, and our training was running. But having said that, we played in carnivals, festivals and all. So we were on the road, we'd say, 3 or 4 nights a week on a bus.
The best of crack.
Playing some match. But we always seemed in Arfinnan was the big one to win because that was our home place.
Yeah.
So we always ended up in the final. Whoever we managed that, I don't know. But we always ended up in the final. There'd be about 8 teams kind of contest.
And when you said you were training on a green in Arfinnan, so it wasn't a proper pitch. You just had a patch of grass.
Oh, no, it's not good. It's more than a patch of grass now. Hold on a minute.
Oh, geez, no.
We're goalposts. The River Shores run alongside us. It's the main focus. But now we have a new pitch in Arfinnan. But the green, everybody trained in the green when we didn't have a pitch. Yeah. You understand me?
I understand,
We have a new pitch. All the modern facilities now here.
Yes, well, back in the day,
we loved it.
Back in the day, you were kind of neglected. There was the phrase unladylike was used about women playing football. Do you remember those days and those attitudes?
They were probably on. We talked out ditches behind buses. There was no such thing as all this paraphernalia they have now. Rightly so, they have it.
Yes, exactly.
Now, but we didn't think. We just went along what was before us, and that's what we'd done, and enjoyed every minute of it because. You're talking about 50 years ago, talking 50 years back. I mean, they weren't all, we bought our own stuff, our own gear, paid for our own buses and whatever. But our train, as I said, was running.
Well, it was running in the 70s as well. Mick O'Dwyer, he had them all running all the time, laps and laps and laps, even for the fellas. And Agnes, the attitudes for you in Offaly, were there people opposed to women playing football? Go to Agnes. Yeah, Agnes.
So the same as with Kitty's team. Some of the GA pitch, some of the GA did not really recognise us. You know, maybe you go to a pitch and you see a notice and the clothes for repairs or clothes for because of the goal line or that. But there was remarks past them. Women playing football? Or should they wind up with a dishcloth in their hands and show their places in the home? You know, so. thankfully, all that has changed now, and that we have showcases and exhibition games and all that now. That will has alleviated all that, and quite rightly so.
Yeah.
And because for now, really, what I really enjoyed now to watch was at our celebrations up in Thurles on the 18th of July. We had little ones, under 10s, playing actually from Ballycumber. They gave an exhibition in underage. Then there was the teens. And then you had mothers and others, which was wonderful to see. These are women that would never get the chance of playing football,
that's
like
right,
in their own standard. And they do have a spot too in Croke Park. So it's wonderful that, you know, it's not all lost yet. Maybe Kitty and I might come back, you know, and have an old game like with the mothers and others. Yeah. You never know.
You've stayed friends, Kitty and Agnes.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, Oliver.
You've stayed friends over the years.
We have. Oh, yes, we have. We're great friends with Tipperary. We went down a few turns, as Kitty was saying, they're playing tournaments and field days and all that sort of. It was an attraction in the early years. We were much sought after. As a county team, because as I say, with clubs you wouldn't get all together, and there was you know, problems getting from one place to another. But those that were really ambitious and encouraged all, you know, went as a county team.
Yeah.
So
that's lovely. That's lovely to hear. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, we mentioned Brendan Martin there because it is the Brendan Martin Cup that you received, Kitty, in 1974, and Brendan Martin was the Offaly manager, and it's unusual to have a man who's still alive that the cup is named after. And I'm delighted to say Brendan Martin is on the line. Good morning, Brendan.
Good morning.
How did you become so connected to ladies' football, Brendan?
Well, I was a member of the Offaly Association in Dublin, and we had a men's and a hurling and football team. We used to train in the 15 acres in the Phoenix Park.
Yeah.
And suddenly the girls started coming up and asked to be trained. So we began to train them, to teach them the skills of the game, the solo run and the hop and so on. And after some time, my brother Tom had a holiday home down in Stradbally in Waterford.
Yeah.
He had the girls playing there, and he came back and got me a contact number. And we organised a team to go down to Stradbally, and we had a match there. So that was my first involvement.
That's probably the first inter-county
ladies' football.
1973. And in 1974, there was no cup. And the reason it's called the Brendan Martin Cup, named after you, is because you got the cup. You literally bought the cup yourself.
I did, yeah. I did. Well, you see, at the time, I know, in the first All-Ireland, we only had 8 counties. We could only muster up 8 counties.
Go away, yeah.
And each county was charged £10.
Wow.
So that was 80 quid. Not very much. And in the first All-Ireland, of course, at that stage, we had no pitches, no dressing rooms, nothing.
My God, you had to beg for everything.
Men had the use of them, which was okay, but they used to have matches odd days and odd times, and training as well as in the evening times, mostly earlier in the week. So
that the rest is history, and the Brendan Martin Cup is still there. Agnes, this is your old Bannisdore we're talking to.
Oh, lovely. Yes, good morning, Brendan.
Who's
hello?
It?
That's Agnes. That's Agnes Gorman, the Offaly captain.
Yeah, my wonderful friend Agnes. Agnes, what happened in the first All Ireland was I've had the cup out in the boot of the car out on the street in Durrow.
Yeah.
And when the match was over, I couldn't move because there's only a point in it.
Yeah.
And I ran out after when the match, the final whistle went. I ran out, got the cup back in, and wondered how would I present it. And I got the notion of Agnes, the losing captain, presenting it to the winning captain.
Such
and
a
that's
brilliant
exactly
idea.
Exactly what I asked Agnes to do that, and she obliged, and Kitty received it. And, well, the rest is history.
It is. And the Brendan Martin Cup is being presented again on Sunday. It's the second Brendan Martin Cup, I believe. The first one...
It's the second, yeah.
Yeah, is in the museum in Croke Park.
The first one went into the museum in Croke Park. And the first Sam Maguire, I believe, is also there. And we got a second one made in Kilkenny Castle by a man called Des Bunn.
And he is the current Sam Maguire as well, didn't he? Yeah. Sorry, Brendan, we're just out of time, but thank you so much for joining us. That's Brendan Martin of the Brendan Martin Cup. And the GA rules is that you have to be dead to have a cup named after you, but not so in the LGFA, which is a different organisation, and they're going to amalgamate, of course. We only have a second from both of you. Kitty Ryan-Savage, thank you so much for joining us. Agnes Gorman, who's going to win on Sunday?
Kerry or Galway?
Kerry or Galway, in a word.
Other
Galway.
Galway. Galway is our neighbour, so I think that's who would be...
Thank you both so much, and happy 50 years. It's wonderful. You've done that. You broke the ceiling, and it is amazing to see. Broke the grass ceiling, as the Emer Ryan book called it last week. We have to take one more break before we go. Salam.
From the North Tech Studio, followed by your message to 80889.